Oh, look who's here.
No, nobody's here.
Oh, someone was leaving.
You are. It's the wrong machine that I hit again. This is what I want.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I wanted to play. I wanted to do this one. Hold on a second. Here it is.
I am ready to rumble.
I meant Hillary was here.
Two instant replays, I think. I need them because I'm a tard that way. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Argument Wednesday. Stand by. We got a lot of calls on the line waiting to argue. You can get on the line to argue with either Buzz, Rob, myself, or Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, yeah. She should come in, yes?
Beth Ann, come to the studio. You're invited to Argument Wednesday as well.
I don't think she should.
877-365-3636. Your arguing begins momentarily. But first, got a couple of calls about Aline Cunningham, our psychic extraordinaire. I know that a lot of people feel strongly about it. Tom from Wichita, you're on the show.
How are you guys today?
Tom, you're calling about Aline. How do you feel about her?
Well, I like her. She's the reason I watch your show. Her son used to play in a band that worked for me in Wichita, and he took me to meet you guys when you were at the farmer's market, when you had Dennis Murphy in a cage.
All right, you want her back?
Dennis Murphy.
And I've been watching the show ever since then.
You mean listening to the show?
Good show to watch.
I'm listening to the show. I watch it, I guess.
All right, do you want her back? Is it a yes or a no? Tom, get to the point.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Let's take one more on Aline, and then we got to get to arguing.
Do you remember your heat stroke at that broadcast?
Well, that had to do with vodka tonics and flying across the country and connecting through Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
And crawling in the airport, Mike.
I was sort of in the fetal position. I wasn't crawling. I laid down.
I know you were sleepy.
I do that sometimes when I've had a little bit to drink.
A power nap.
Patrick in Manassas, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you, Patrick?
Hey, Mike. I've been listening to your show for pretty much as long as I can remember.
That's funny. Eight long days. Yes, Patrick. What can we do for you?
But I think Aline was a great portion of the show, but I'm afraid that she's gotten a bit too old and her energy might not be there anymore.
That's a no. Thank you very much, Patrick. We appreciate that. All right. Are you familiar with the rules, Beth Ann, of Argument Wednesday?
Argument Wednesday.
Well, apparently it involves arguing.
No, it doesn't.
Oh. No, I
that's
I
a
not.
Joke.
Oh,
I get that's it. The joke we make all the time. You
just take the other side. You see?
See now, what he did there?
The way
he was practicing.
The way we did it last week.
What's up with the gum?
I'm chewing my Big League Chew grape. That's my favorite flavor, and I'm gonna.
Can you hear it?
Can you?
You can't. It's going.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't.
No, you don't say okay on Argument Wednesday.
Oh, because you have to argue.
Yes.
Okay.
You can't hear it.
I can.
No, you can't.
I can't.
No, you can't. Why? How can you hear it? I've got it like
because
tucked down
two
between
ears.
My cheek. No, you can't
and
hear that.
I have the best hearing in the whole wide world. It's documented medically.
How is it documented?
By
a doctor has come out and said that?
Yes, he has.
I'd like to see the certificate because I frankly
it's
think.
It's in the other room. Would
you could
like
actually,
me to
you know what?
It?
You should go back and get. Boy, this, she's good at it.
Yeah.
You know what? This could be the whole Argument Wednesday segment right
you
here.
And I
maybe she also got cochlear implants.
Cochlear implants. Don't talk dirty on this show.
That just means ears.
All right, without further ado, let's go to our first arguer of the day. Let's say hi to Greg in Sacramento. Greg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You ready for Argument Wednesday?
Yes, I am, sir.
Greg, what is your topic today?
I am not a racist for telling my daughter she can't date a black guy.
Well, see, that we'd all like to take on that one. Mm-hmm. We'd really take on. I'm going to take that one, and I will take the, you know, it doesn't always have to be what we don't want to argue. Okay. I want to argue this one. Mm-hmm. Greg, I'm going to say you are a racist for saying she can't date a black guy. Go.
That is wrong. If I was any Asian guy, they would tell me it was just tradition.
The fact that you're bringing up Asians into this and you're lopping everybody into these massive groups, that means you are a bigot. You are a bigot. You are a B-I-G-O-T with a capital B, and your daughter should be a far away from your influence, Greg.
My daughter, and I should have a say of what kind of grandchildren I want.
You should have a say, but you should be directing her in the right direction, and that's ridiculous. What are you for, ethnic cleansing, for God's sakes, Greg? Are you ready to bring back what the Nazis did in WW2?
So, I am of the Hispanic origin also.
What?
I am Hispanic origin
Where
also.
Are you talking from? Are you in some sort of amphitheater? Are you in some sort of major music hall? I can't. Oh, now you're laughing. So you think it's funny that you say, I have to spit the gum out.
Yeah.
You heard it.
Come on, I won.
Points off for the gum chip.
I won.
Beth Ann was right. Okay, Greg, I think this is disgusting that you're actually directing your daughter in that way. I think this is 2008, and I think the key to all of us getting along in greater harmony is the mixing of the races. That is what will save humanity.
Nine.
I'm sorry. Our time is concluded.
Mike
okay.
clearly won that.
Thank you so much.
for Mike.
Thanks for calling, Greg. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Maybe someday.
I voted for the caller.
All right, let's go to
split decision.
Charles. Charles, where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Woodbridge, Virginia. Oh. Welcome to Arguing Wednesday. And is it Arguing Wednesday or Argument?
Argument.
It's your show. You tell us.
I don't know. You tell us.
Argument Wednesday.
Well, I don't really think it really matters what you think.
I think it does matter what I think because I'm pressing the buttons over here. What is your... Hey, but Charles, yeah. you've got the spirit of
good
the day.
Warm up.
That's, I like Charles already. Charles, what is your topic today?
I don't.
Actually, I would like to... I was hoping to take on Buzz.
Yes.
Topic, I'd love to hear him argue in the counter that there is a God.
That there is a God. All right. Would you like to argue with Charles that there is a God, Buzz?
Sure, I'll take that.
All right. Now, when you say he will Buzz be saying there is no God?
No.
No, actually, I would like to take that. I'd like him to argue that there is a God.
Very good. Charles, you start. Go.
Please.
All right. There's clearly no such thing as a mythical God. Mm. There can't be one God. If we go through history, each civilization as we know it has had a monotheistic system with many gods. You can't say that there is one
Buzz,
God.
Buzz, feel free to jump in on this guy anytime you want. Don't just sit there. Buzz is sitting there with his mouth hanging open, and I'm waiting for him to argue.
Buzz is listening to what the man has
to say. Just because back, way back in biblical times.
Stop right there. Hold it. Buzz,
yes?
On Argument Wednesday, that's the key. We don't listen to what the other person says.
Oh, so we all talk at once.
No, we don't all talk at once. Okay. Now, don't argue with me about this. No, actually, argue all you want
with me. I'm
not
arguing with you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You are, Buzz.
I am not.
Boys?
All right, Charles, continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but actually I did because it is...
Argument Wednesday.
Go. Yes, Bethann, you have a question.
I do. Is there a time limit?
Not really. We kind of let it go a little bit. About 60 seconds, we sort of wrap it up.
We tend to paint in broad strokes on...
Argument Wednesday.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
It's important that we do.
All right, Charles, what were you saying about God?
I was just basically saying that there obviously can't be one God, just because the whole faith system is based on a book that was written by a bunch of dead guys hundreds of years ago. Everyone I could write a book and have a
Buzz, you have to interrupt him.
All right,
you have to Charles, he's stammering. He's just
he is having
floundering.
A hard time.
Yes, go ahead. Buzz Burbank.
Charles, there has to be a God. If you look at a sunrise or a sunset, you got to think that that didn't just happen, that that's just not a chemical reaction.
Hey, he listened to you, buddy.
I didn't interrupt your rambling.
Buzz is the winner. Goodbye, Charles. All right, the next caller on Argument Wednesday
is... I vote for Buzz, too.
Tim from Spokane. Tim, what is your topic today?
I'm not going to tell you. I think you're a jerk.
Me personally or anybody else on the show?
Pretty much everybody.
No, you should be calling on Rude Guy Thursday.
Oh, that's right. I missed that day.
No, I think that's fine if you want to say we're a jerk. Well, I think you're a jerk.
All right. Reality TV is the downfall of our civilization.
Is that your topic?
It is.
Okay. Who would you like to argue with? I think we're going to go with Rob. Rob hasn't had a chance yet.
All right.
Which side do you want Rob to take, pro or con?
The con.
The con side? Okay.
So I'm saying reality TV is great.
Okay. Very good. Go, Rob. You start out.
Reality TV has rescued Hollywood, and by rescuing Hollywood, you have rescued all of America from the plague known as boredom. How long can you go without watching quality TV? Well, during the writer's strike, you know what we had? We didn't have any Bones, we didn't have any House, we didn't have any CSI, but we did have American Idol and the greatest show.
We did have the version of the Gladiators in America.
Shut up.
We had the greatest show ever.
And you know what that show is called? Survivor. 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 There's been
Rome. They may as well be hitting them at the end of the contest.
They have made 15 seasons of Survivor in the past 8 months alone. Did you know that?
And 15 seasons of Survivor was 15 too many.
And they ripped me, but sadly, you are not smarter than a fifth grader.
That's the end of the time. Hold on. Let's all vote. It was a pretty good argument. It was really a pretty good. Rob is a skilled debater.
Rob did present a good argument. What was the other guy's argument?
You didn't even listen to it, did
I
you?
Did listen.
He dominated.
He did.
No, I heard what Rob said. We haven't heard what the other guy
Do we have
to?
Because I was trying to talk
cause
over
the air,
Rob.
That's because the air. Quiet caller. That's because the air horn blew. You're being extremely
fifth graders don't
Hold on. Excuse me. Hold on.
Fifth graders wait in line properly.
That's it. I'm sorry. That's what happens.
I know when he grabs the mouse.
Yes.
About to be off the air.
I just would like to say, I think Buzz Burbank is being extraordinarily difficult on Argument Wednesday.
He's being argumentative.
No, he's being very argumentative.
I am not.
And in that way, is that a compliment?
I think you
are. So you do this every Wednesday, do you?
Every single Wednesday. Yes, we do.
So far.
What's the problem with that?
I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea.
It's a what? Oh, you don't think it's a good idea?
You don't even know what to
name
it.
You know, you take 6 years to move up from the Carolinas, and you waltz in all of a sudden. I'm the executive producer. I don't think it's a good idea.
Maybe next Wednesday we could sell carpet.
I know.
That's like, you know what? That's like Leah Remini, who used to say, I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny. I think Argument Wednesday is fabulous. I think it's a fabulous idea.
This will not be downloaded on the podcast.
This will be downloaded.
I don't think it will.
That's why, you know, one of the reasons we're number 10 in the country right now is because of Argument Wednesday. I swear to God.
14 people.
The vein. The vein in my brain. All right, let's go to this is John in PG County, the cultural mecca of the D.C. area. PG County, John, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
John, what is your topic today?
I'd like to talk to Buzz about the legalization of marijuana.
No, we did that last week.
We did that last week. I'm sorry, that topic has already been used. You are out of there. Let's go to David in Sacramento. David, what is your topic?
My topic is the myth that Dan Schneider is a horrible owner.
Ah, okay. Who? Anybody like to say? I'll take him on.
I think
you
would be good. That's a good fit for you, Mike.
Okay. Which side? Are you going to argue that he's a good owner or a bad owner?
I'm going to argue that he's a good owner and you're weak.
Okay, very good. You go ahead. Start.
Well, first of all, this myth that Dan Schneider is a bad owner stems from one thing: pathological jealousy. He has the deep pockets and the love for the Redskins that most other fans would wish their owner has. And because
Maybe I'm pathological, David, because I don't like to go into a parking lot and pay $150 for parking, and I don't like to go into a stadium when I'm going to enjoy a football game
and
see a TV commercial all the time, because the TV commercials, he sells everything, he sells all the signage, and we haven't had a winner in 150 years, David. You know how you measure an owner in the NFL? I'm going to tell you, David. I'm going to tell you how you measure an owner. Owner by Super Bowls, David.
You measure an owner by his ability to be able to buy a good team.
No.
You measure the coaching staff
That's wrong.
By Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's
not
the owner.
Owner.
It starts at the top,
you
David.
The
it starts at the very top. And we have.
No.
I'm going to give you good ownership. Ted Leonsis, David. Ted Leonsis, that's good ownership. You haven't had a winner. All you've had is money going out the door. And money on the backs of the fans.
I'll take money
on the backs of the fans. And he's got little hands. He's got little girly hands.
What I'll take money out the door as long as I need to. All
right, hold on,
David. That's how we play Shouting Wednesday.
Hold on. It's Argument Wednesday, and I stand by. And what the hell are you signaling at, Beth Ann? Beth Ann's arms are going.
I think she was gesturing
something
to support
you. Well, don't be Marcel Marceau when you're in here. Yes, my friend. Yes, my friend, David.
I wanted to go against Beth Ann, first of all.
Well, David, I think I'm going to vote for you.
Ah.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, thank you, Beth Ann. Mike, I got to tell you, your argument is hollow. I will take an owner that spends money anytime over an owner like Bidwell.
You know,
I'm not talking about spending money, David. I am talking about the fact this owner doesn't only spend money.
I don't care. He's wrong.
Exactly.
He's making me tempt. Oh, my God, I love...
I'm putting him on hold. I'm putting him on hold.
You hung up on him.
He's still on hold.
This is
David from Sacramento. He's right there. Okay. I simply wanted to say...
You know, he had a point, Mike.
Spending,
it really is
Beth
the
Ann,
job of the coaching staff and not the owner.
This is my argument.
Okay.
This is my argument.
Beth Ann Wednesday.
Spending, it may have been a bad idea to bring her in here.
I vote that you won that.
Not in general, of course. I'm very happy
you
brought her in here.
For the producership,
about
that
Argument
was good.
Wednesday. It's starting to be, you know, we might be able to handle Argument Wednesday without the callers. No, I like David. Oh, David, you shouldn't have hung up. David, I was going to come back to you.
Oh, no, you weren't.
I was going to come back to him because I was just going to say,
David, I voted for you.
The owner not only spends money, but he takes money. He takes lots of money.
But it takes lots of money to support the team.
BS, Beth Ann. Supporting
the of American Gladiator. And you know what your problem is? You would agree with
the team. Supporting the team, I think we'd like to see a winner, Beth Ann.
Well, that's
we'd like
not
to see,
his job.
We'd
I
like
think,
to see
David,
go beyond the first round
lost.
Of the playoffs,
you
Beth
lost
Ann.
When he said it's not
I didn't
the job.
Lose.
Okay.
I've never lost on Argument Wednesday.
I voted Mike, so it's
of
really
course,
on your shoulders.
Of course, Rob voted Mike.
There's nothing wrong with a little support from Mr. Spiewak.
Let's call
who,
Colette.
Incidentally, in his own right, is a skilled debater.
I have the tie-breaking vote here.
Okay, go ahead, Buzz.
I say you won.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
That's not
Thank you very much.
It's a democracy.
And incidentally, on
Argument Wednesday,
on the Michael Mara Show, no prizes will be given out for any reason whatsoever. Thank you very much. That's just our little disclaimer. We don't give away prizes on Argument Wednesday.
Because you'll win them all, because you'll vote for each other.
It's the sheer
and
pleasure.
And then you'll hang up on the caller.
The entertainment is the prize.
This is a great idea, Argument Wednesday.
All right, Alan from Manassas.
Hello.
You are next on Argument on Argument Wednesday. Alan, what is your topic today?
Women only get breast augments to survive in a man's world.
I assume you'd like to take on Miss Beth Ann McBride, right?
Actually, no. I think I'll take Rob.
Okay, right. Rob, go ahead. All right.
All right, and which side am I arguing?
That's your call, sir.
All right, you can pick whether you're pro-breast augmentation or anti-breast augmentation.
Well, no, that wasn't his platform was they do it to survive in a male-dominated world.
Yeah, so
well, that's kind of a narrow argument, don't you think?
What? We haven't heard it yet.
Well, I think I've heard it. I heard the explanation.
No, you heard the synopsis.
The synopsis to me was good enough, and I was just trying to broaden it so we might have a little more interesting
and remember,
argument.
Rob, I want to vote for you.
Oh, that's such a lie.
You know, it's not all about. You know what? All you are fixating on,
Beth Ann,
is the vote.
David, I voted for you.
It's the vote. That's all she cares about.
It's not really about the vote.
It's not about the vote.
Rock the red, rock the vote.
It's about the argument. All right, Rob, go ahead.
Women do not get breast augmentation to survive in a man's world. The reason they get it is to please their man, and that's really what women love to do. I've known a lot of women, and I'm married to one. What's your name, caller?
Alan,
I am married to a woman. You know what she does from sunrise to sunset?
No. It's because of your dominant factors of your world.
No.
She has to step forward
the first
and present
words,
something to you
the
that
first
grabs
words from her
attention.
Lips are, what would you like for breakfast today? And then after the breakfast is
topless,
served.
Topless, of course.
She says, does my body please you?
But how could she get ahead without some type of glaring headlight?
No, she gets ahead with her marvelous intellect. My wife is a brilliant woman, and we discuss things and
she
we talk about
you,
things.
Rob.
That's right, smart enough to marry me.
Okay, time's up. I'm sorry. Time is up, Alan. Let's go around the room. Buzz, who do you think won?
I think Alan won that argument.
Really?
I got to go with Rob. I think Rob dusted him.
Yes,
him.
Thank you, Rob.
Is the winner. Once again, everybody on the show has beaten the caller. Very, very. Hey, we'll try to modify the rules
fairly,
a little bit.
I think fairly that very, time.
I'm waiting to be knocked off the pedestal without the
cheating.
Pedestal,
like you'll allow that to happen.
Beth Ann McBride.
I'm waiting.
John
from
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
That's right.
John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to
Argument Wednesday.
God bless you. I was waiting so long my mouth got dry. I could hardly breathe.
Sorry about that. A lot of people like to play on Argument Wednesday. John, what's your topic going to be today?
Well, I want to argue the point that most women cannot answer a partial question statement, okay?
A what?
So if you, yeah.
Hold on a second. You're
it doesn't make sense. What do you mean they can't answer a partial question?
They need the whole question to answer.
Well, yeah, right. For example, let's say you're telling a story. You say, well, the guy went down to the store, and then he went into the Frimpus, and she goes, she's telling you the story.
Call us next week.
I vote for Mike.
Hone and refine your topic. We have one more call for Argument Wednesday, and whoever this is, I want them to argue with Beth Ann McBride.
Oh,
she needs to get her feet wet on Argument Wednesday. Scott, where are you calling from?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Fredericksburg, Scott, what's your topic today?
Breast augmentation.
Go ahead, Scott. You have the first word, and you will be arguing with Beth Ann McBride. Go.
I want to say that I think fake breasts are the absolute worst thing. I mean, it's like you cannot sit there and go around and pay for fake money. I mean, come on now. It's like going to a topless bar and trying to take, you know, play money in there from a game.
Don't you buzz him now?
All right, go ahead, Beth Ann.
And what's his first name?
Scott.
Scott, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I would have paid twice what I paid. It makes me feel good. I look good. I get all the attention that I've always wanted.
All right, Scott, what is your counterpoint?
Is it worth all the money to get that extra attention?
You interrupted. Wait a second, Scott.
She said it
was. You interrupted me, Mike.
Are you with Scott? I have nothing to do with it. My finger slipped.
No, right.
My
like
finger
it does
slipped.
On the mouse when you hang up on people.
All right, you can finish your point, Beth Ann.
I don't remember what it was.
All right,
go ahead, Scott.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that there's nothing better than the real feel and sitting there and not having, you know, to worry about whether a woman's got fake breasts or not and knowing that I'm playing with the real feel and
terribly
nothing fake
sorry.
Like that.
Time. We're out of time, Scott. Let's go around the room. Rob, what did you think of Scott's argument?
I thought it was sound. I vote Scott.
Buzz, what do you think?
Ain't nothing like the real thing. I'm with Scott.
Yeah, got to go with Scott.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much, Scott. You're the first winner, of course, on
Argument
against
Wednesday.
Me.
No one gets any prizes. Just the satisfaction of your victory, okay, Scott?
You know,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling.
You know, and breast augmentation has come a long way since Scott first saw.
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
Can they?
We don't know.
They feel better now.
What was the size that you mentioned yesterday? What are we now? We're a C?
A 36C.
36C.
Now, hey, somebody called about
this.
No,
I know. You know, I purposely. I was in 42A.
Okay.
Well, 42A.
Well, now tell us the
truth. Baby!
Then tell us the truth.
I think Rob is 42A.
You know what 42A is? Guilty of being hot. All right.
What were the real numbers?
I was like 38B.
38B.
Right. And now I'm a 36C.
Hey, nice. After we get the second buzz of the day in the next break, I want to talk to you about an idea I have for this coming weekend. Something that we
it's
really
not
should
argument
do.
Weekend, is
no,
it?
No, it's not argument weekend.
Is it breast augmentation weekend?
Has nothing to do with that.
Beth Ann Saturday?
No, something I'm excited about that I think we should be involved in. I don't think it's too late. All right,
okay.
So remind me to tell you that I want to do this. I think it's Saturday night.
Okay.
All right. It's the Inside the Beltway crowd.
Saturday night.
Night.
Now, even though he was very difficult during the segment argument Wednesday, we will still reward him with his second buzz of the day. Here he is, the very argumentative Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. The U.S. Top military commander in Iraq may soon be leaving his post to instead command the entire U.S. presence in the Middle East. Defense Secretary Robert Gates today recommended General David Petraeus to run the U.S. Central Command. President Bush has approved the promotion. Now Petraeus awaits approval from the Senate. Recent data, new figures on the numbers of drunk drivers in the country don't reflect well on the Midwest. The national average of those who drive while drunk is 15%, but Wisconsin was found to have the highest number of drunk drivers at 26%.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Never better.
Yep. I'm fine. I'd like to point out that when we go to the Junkies party, the spring break party this Friday night, we're all taking a limo.
That's right.
We have our purchased designated driver.
Yes, we do.
Do we have the company's name yet? Should we give them a little yet or what?
Tomorrow.
Thank you about that.
That's good, Mr. Hasselhoff.
I'm
fine. Where's your burger?
Yep.
This is a mess.
Louisiana lawmakers voted last week to require that privacy dividers be installed between the urinals in all public buildings. It's a rewrite of the state's plumbing code made possible by the restroom adventures of that senator from Iowa who's not gay.
I'm not gay.
There is, in fact, another code already in effect. It's the Code of Urinal Etiquette.
Yes.
And here it is from a report by Baton Rouge TV station WAFB.
Some very strict, unwritten rules when it comes to using urinals. Half the population may not know about them, actually. So for all the ladies out there, let me take you through proper urinal etiquette. You're using the bathroom and there is another man next to you...
Why would a lady be in the men's bathroom?
Yeah, is he saying for all the ladies out there that might not know it? I don't get it.
No,
or does he mean all the...
He's explaining to women how it works in a men's room because they wouldn't otherwise know if he didn't explain it.
Understood. Gotcha. Okay.
You stare straight ahead. You stare so hard at that wall... You almost burn a hole through it.
Right.
You can put your hand on the wall, that's okay, but at no time make any gesture towards the man next to you. You finish your business, you flush, and you get out. This is what not to do at a urinal.
How you doing?
Never say hi. I don't care if it's your brother. There's no talking.
Yeah, Mike.
Never, ever, under any circumstance, do you peek. Keep your eyes straight ahead. One peek is bad enough, but if you do it a second time, that's it. There's an unwritten rule that says I can now wail on you without consequence. A quick recap of the don'ts. No talking, no peeking, certainly no touching. And don't ever tap your foot. You have no idea how it will be interpreted by somebody on the other side of the wall. It's a tricky spot, the urinal. Best to keep to yourself and get out quick.
Get out quick.
You know, I have a question about this because I went to the game last night with the 11-minute wait to get to the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
I mean, you got thousands of guys that are in there side by side.
Right.
I had I finished my beer when I was in line for the urinal. Why are you saying ick? So, I had it in my hand.
Okay.
And when I got
sure
up,
you had it in your hand.
When I got up to the urinal.
Ready to go.
It was empty, and I balanced it up on top of
the plumbing,
the little plumbing part on the urinal, and then I took it away when I was done. And so I was really thinking it was an empty cup. It was perfectly balanced up there. I could have left it behind, but, you know, I didn't think that was good urinal etiquette.
No, it is not. No. It's nice of you to take it with you.
Upper. And it was beer.
You know, it reminds me of a story about my Aunt Frances, now departed.
Oh, really? Yeah, it was big Frances Spiewak?
No, Frances it was a Nay
Stout Cup.
And then Bays. But she's Big Daddy's sister.
Right.
And when they went to pick her son up at UVA, I think it was.
Right.
First time they were down there was like 1950, and she asked if she could use the bathroom while they were there.
Okay.
And it was in the boys' dorm, and he said, sure, there's no one in there. Go ahead, help yourself, Mom. And she came out, and she said, wow, I just don't know how you guys use such small toilets.
And she sat on it.
Sat on a urinal.
Which brings us to this.
This is Style Cup.
Up around Binghamton, New York last week, a 61-year-old man was not injured when a toilet exploded, the water knocking him against a wall.
Hey, you know what we don't... Hey, Rob, we don't have any explosion sound effects, do
oh,
we?
Oh, no.
No, I'll find you
We
one.
Have crash. We have the
that
cake.
That sounds good.
We have...
Where's Bronk? I like Bronk.
Gordon Ramsay. That's
like,
Bronk.
I love Bronk.
Definitely need an explosion.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, my man.
Maybe more than one.
Maybe two.
Thank you.
Old guy. Toilet exploded.
Right.
He wasn't hurt. Mm-hmm. It's not what you think. The fire department says a hot water line broke and that the water pressure pushed the man into the shower stall. Quoting the man, who was recovering from the removal of a cancerous tumor on his head at the time, it was kind of hot in there for a minute. Again, amazingly, he wasn't hurt.
Amazingly, he was not injured at all.
Coming up in the final buzz, Kansas legalizes machine guns.
Really?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gotta love that Kansas, Buzz.
Yeah.
All right, more of your calls about Allen Cunningham. Are we going to talk to Locker today, Beth Ann? I forgot. Is he still standing
yeah,
by?
Yeah, you want him.
Kind of a farewell to hockey. We might have a chat with Craig Laughlin coming up.
It was
also,
a grand ride.
Been talking about it all day. This is big American Idol news.
Yes.
If you love the show as much as we do, you're going to want to stay tuned because we've got a very, well, we've got a great get, as they say.
How
did we
do it?
Yeah.
I don't know how we did it.
Lots more fun coming up. Stay tuned on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.